السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. In the Isha Salat, we heard this verse of the Holy Quran Sharif recited. Tafsir of this verse you have heard many a times from different ulama. But for the purpose of this majlis of zikr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has purchased from the believers, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ, their souls and their wealth, their lives and their wealth, in exchange for Jannat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has purchased a commodity from us which does not even belong to us. Our life belongs to Allah ta'ala. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our wealth, everything is a gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, take it for granted that it belongs to you. But now if you want everlasting ni'mats, in this world I have given you life, it's for a temporary period of time, and then you are going to leave this world. So I don't want to even deprive you of an everlasting life of bliss, of joy, of happiness. But for that you will have to sell your lives and your souls and your wealth and property. So what does it mean then, selling? Selling means that now that we have sold it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we will ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or Allah ta'ala has then given it back to us as an amanat, that now it is in your hands as an amanat. Like a person sometimes says, I've sold this car to you. So the person buys the car. Or I've sold this house, so the person buys the house. After that he says, but no problem, you can stay in there for 10 days, for 1 month, 6 months, free of rent. So now it's an amanat. Now this person must use it in the way that amanat should be used. So the sight must be used like that, the hearing, the speech, everything. And then Allah Ta'ala says, what are the sifats of these believers? After mentioning other things, Allah Ta'ala says, At-ta'ibun. They are those who sincerely make tawbah. They make sincere tawbah. They repent. They are of those who make repentance and tawbah. That is a clear indication that as human beings we will make mistakes, we will fault, we will err, we will slip, we will fall. These things can happen. But if the person is a true believer, then he does not remain satisfied in that state of his life. He does not remain satisfied living in sin. If he is a true believer in Allah Ta'ala and he has really sold his life and his property to Allah Ta'ala, then he will not be satisfied with the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If accidentally he commits a sin, he will make plenty of tawbah, but sins will not become the ghiza of his life. At present it has become the food of our lives. In fact, we go out searching for sin. That is the difference between us and those awliya-i-kiram or those mashayikh or those Allah walas who accidentally commit a sin and they make so much of tawbah that their stages go higher than before. That is accidental sin. And those two we find isolated cases. But our habit is this, that we go out searching for sin. That is a world of difference, going out searching for sin. One is a person slipped and fell, or the person happened to accidentally tramp the stool of cat, of dog, of cow. Accidentally he tramped it and his shoes got messed. So now that person will not now go in search of stool somewhere to go and trample it. He will immediately go and clean that shoe out. he will hold his nose to. His filth. And whose dog is it that made a mess outside my house that in the dark I could not see? And accidentally I trampled it. But now what would you think of the person now who purposely goes out every day in search of such kind of filth so that he may go and trample it? This is the difference. If only we can understand this, that at present our mizaj, our nature has become this, that we go out searching for sins. How can that person be a true believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who is going out searching for sins? Let me go to the beach side so that I may go and watch all the nakedness and nudity there. Now isn't that going out in search of sins? And one is the person, he is taking a walk and accidentally someone comes across, so he lowers his gaze and he goes on walking. And the other one is that his intention, his niyat is that I am going there so that I may enjoy what is happening there. Or the person is going out to the cinema, to the theater, to the casino, to any of the vice spots. He is going there in search of sin. Remember, at that time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath and anger is descending on that person. And how can that person then ever enjoy peace and happiness? Because he's going out in search of sins. And the other person is accidental sin and is making plenty of tawbah. So this is a sifat of the believers at-ta'ibun. They are those who make ibadat, abidun. And ibadat is a word which is very comprehensive. Covers every aspect of a Muslim's life. He becomes a true abd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Abdiyat comes into him. He becomes fana fillah. Everything now, what does my Allah require of me? How must I behave in this particular situation? So he becomes a true abd. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, and whatever duties of Allah that Allah Ta'ala has placed upon him, rights of people, rights of animals, rights of human beings, rights of parents, children, whatever it is, he fulfills it. Then that person is a true abd of Allah Ta'ala. That is a sifat of the iman, people of iman, who have sold their lives and their properties to Allah Ta'ala in exchange for jannat in the akhirat. But then when they are making ibadat, when they are making plenty of tawbah, then they don't get pride in their hearts that now we are some great people on this earth. They don't get pride in their hearts. They glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They sing the praises of Allah who gave them the tawfiq to make tawbah, to make istighfar, to make ibadat, to make zikr, to make tilawat. Alhamidun. They glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. After tahajjud or ishraq or charities or anything they do, glorification of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is with his tawfiq that we have been able to do it. Majala hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. So this person is singing the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As-sa'ihun, there are two meanings. One is the person is fasting. The other is traveling out for the sake of deen. So these people, they are fasting for who? For the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And only the believers can fast. What else can restrain a person from food and drink except the conscious awareness that my Allah is watching? So they are sa'ihun. And together with that, they are raki'un and sajidun. In other words, they make salat. If the person is not making salat, then it shows that there is no iman. And they make ruku with the people who make ruku. In another ayat, so meaning that those who are men folk, adults, then they make sure that they make namaz as far as possible with jamaat. But otherwise ruku and sajda, these two things are tabir of namaz. And al-amiruna bil-ma'roof wa-nahuna anil-munkar. That is the sifat of this mu'mineen, that they call towards good. Their call and invitation is towards good. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has called towards, these people also call towards that. All the good things they call towards, namaz, roza, zakat, honesty, charity, sincerity, tawbah, istighfar. These are the things that they call towards. Tabligh, dawat. And then they restrain people from doing evil. It should not be the other way around. That we don't want to watch a film ourselves. We don't want to go to the casino ourselves. We don't want to go to the cinema ourselves. We would drag along a few with us. Then why should I go to Jahannam alone? Hum to dube hai sanam, tujhe bhi leke dubenge. I have drowned, but why should I drown alone? I will take you and drown too. So the person drags the others also to the same haram. And this is a sign of qiyamat. And then, walhafizun li hududillah. The hudud that Allah Ta'ala has placed, the limitations, the boundaries, then they take care that they do not go across those boundaries. I discussed that Allah Ta'ala has placed boundaries, and it's only man that understands boundaries and limitations. To the animals, you can give the best of speeches that this grass on this side, you must graze on, and don't go on that side, and don't put a fence in between, and put green grass on the other side and dry one on this side, the animal will straight away go on the other side. All the speeches will have no effect. So either we are animals or we are human beings. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to be human beings. That we must understand that these are limitations, and especially as believers, that don't go across those boundaries that Allah ta'ala has placed. After that, enjoy the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has given. Whatever is halal, make use of it. Whatever is haram, abstain from it. That's all. That's all. There are only two things. Stay away from haram and do that which is halal. And as far as halal is concerned, there's so much of halal Allah Ta'ala has given us. So what is the need to go towards haram? Because we're going to bring nothing but restlessness. And we are seeing it in the lives of those people who are indulging in fraud, in adultery, and in all kinds of other sin, that there's nothing but restlessness. But still, shaitan gives us the impression that we are enjoying life. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the understanding and the tawfiq to make amal. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, in one of his poetry he said, Khaliq shams o qamar jis dil mein bhi aa jaye hai, Khaliq shams o qamar jis dil mein bhi aa jaye hai, uske noor e qalb se shams o qamar sharmaye hai. خالق شمس و قمر جس دل میں بھی آ جائے ہے اس کے نور قلب سے شمس و قمر شرمائے ہے. It says when the خالق of the sun and the moon will come into the heart of a person, then the light that it will generate in that heart, that noor that will come in that heart, it will be such that even the sun and the moon will now become ashamed of the light that will be in the heart of this person who has got the Khaliq of Shams and Qamar in his heart. Wow. That is the effort that we have to make, to bring Khaliq of the Shams and Qamar, sun and moon, into our hearts. And when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come with his sifats into the hearts, then we can understand what that person will be enjoying within his heart. So Allah Ta'ala wants to give us a good life, a pleasant life, a happy life, a contented life, a peaceful life, a life in which there's serenity, there's joy, there's tranquility, there's satisfaction. The home is a happy one. The bazaar is a good place for the person to earn a halal living. His business is giving him halal risk and sustenance and fulfilling all his needs and requirements. His profession, his work, in everything, inside the heart, there's sukoon, there's contentment. Whatever conditions come the person now, because he is pleasing his Allah Ta'ala, he says, well, as long as my Allah is pleased with me, whatever conditions come, it is from my Mawla, it is from my Rabb, and I must be pleased with it. That is the purpose of these majlises. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me also that kind of heart in which there is the Khaliq of Shams of Qamar. Ah, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless us with that noor in our hearts, we will find waves, waves all the time. There will be waves of happiness, ecstasy, a joy. Without taking ecstasy tablets, the person will be enjoying ecstasy. And this ecstasy will not give him any kind of problems. It will not damage his brains and his heart, liver and lungs. In fact, it will give him such kind of peace and happiness that 24 hours it will be with him. The other one, after some time it will wear out, then he'll have to increase the dosage and increase it even more, and then finally he will land himself in the madhouse. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us the reality. Haqeeqat must come into our hearts. Haqeeqat chup nahi sakti hai banawat ke usoolon se. Haqeeqat chup nahi sakti hai banawat ke usoolon se. Aur khushbu aa nahi sakti hai kaagaz ke phoolon se. If we want khushbu and scent and fragrant smell to come out of flowers that we have made of paper, it's not going to come out. We have to bring some life into our ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and then see what comes out. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai jis dil mein tu na ho, kis kaam ka wo dil hai jis dil mein tu na ho, kis kaam ka wo gul hai jis gul mein bu na ho. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ Sun mere nale, sun mere nale, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Apna bana le, apna bana le, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Apna bana le, apna bana le, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe, chalte firte, aath pehar ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Kar de fana sab mere irade, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Kar de fana sab mere irade, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Jaame mohabbat apna pila de, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Jaame mohabbat apna pila de, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Jaame mohabbat apna pila de, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Dil mein mere yaad apni racha de, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe, chalte firte, aath pehar ho Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Deedaye dil mein tujhko basa loon, sab se hata loon apni nazar mein. Deedaye dil mein tujhko basa loon, sab se hata loon apni nazar mein. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaun kahin mein dekhun jidhar mein. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaun kahin main dekhun jidhar main. Tera tasavvur aisa jamalu, na qalb mein misle naqsh-e hajar mein. Tera tasavvur aisa jamalu, qalb mein misle naqsh-e hajar mein. Bhul sakun ta umr na tujhko, chahun bhulana khud bhi agar main. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Lete baithe, chalte firte,
হাট বের হো আল্লাহ 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 কৈসা প্যারা নাম হে আশিকোঁ কা মীনা ওর জাম হে আল্লাহ আল্লাহ কৈসা প্যারা নাম হে আশিকোঁ কা মীনা ওর জাম হে আল্লাহ আল্লাহ কৈসা প্যারা নাম হে আশিকোঁ কা মীনা ওর জাম হে আল্লাহ জল জলালুহু লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহ 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 La ilaha illallah 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 মুহাম্মাদুর রাসূলুল্লাহ সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়াসাল্লাম লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহ 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 La ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai আশিকোঁ কা মীনা ওর জাম হে দিল মেরা হো জায়ে এক মেদানে হো তু হি তু হো তু হি তু হো তু হি তু ওর মেরে তন মে বজায়ে আবো গিল দর্দে দিল হো দর্দে দিল হো দর্দে দিল গৈর সে বিলকুল হি উঠ যায়ে নজর গৈর সে বিলকুল হি উঠ যায়ে নজর তু হি তু আয়ে নজর দেখো জিধর তু হি তু আয়ে নজর দেখো জিধর আল্লাহ 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 আল্লাহ
محمد رسول الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 آنا تھا جنہیں سب آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے آنا تھا جنہیں سب آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے اب تو نکالو یارو دل سے اپنے خیال غیر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے میرے پیارے رحیم کریم اللہ، اے میرے ستار غفار اللہ، اے رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اے رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ فورگیونگ کیئرنگ لونگ اللہ، forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, you are so loving, so caring, so kind and so compassionate and so forgiving, that in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with so much of your ni'mats. Day and night, 24 hours, you are showering your ni'mats and bounties upon us. Oh Allah, this inhaling of ours and exhaling is a great ni'mat of yours. Yeah. Oh my beloved Allah, you have caused our heart, our liver, our lungs and all parts of our body to function. Hey Allah, how much of your ni'mats you are blessing us with. In spite of our disobedience, in spite of our sins, in spite of our indulgence in all kinds of vices and crime. Hey mere Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi. There is no one besides you. You are the only one for us. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. If you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness from us. Hey mere Allah, agar tu نے نظر رحمت پھیر لی تو تو بتا کہ ہم گندے کہا جائیں گے. یا اللہ, if you turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness from us, then you tell us who can we turn towards, who is going to accept dirty, filthy hearted people like us. Oh Allah, our hearts are filled with all kinds of vices and evil. Our hearts are filled with malice, with jealousy, with envy, with pride, with arrogance, with anger. Oh Allah, filled with evil lust and passions and desires. Hey, where پیارے خدا, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. میرے اللہ, these hearts which were for your love, these hearts which were for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ya Allah, we have given it to everything in this world except you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ay Allah, but we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed, we are ashamed of our disobedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending these little begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you, we are not seeking from human beings. Oh Allah, human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. Oh Allah, the more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. In fact, you become unhappy if we do not beg of you. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Do not return them empty, oh my Allah. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum tere saamne haath phailaye hue hai, hum gunahgar hai, hum napaak hai, hum gande hai, hum khatakar hai, ہم سب کچھ ہے لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں. یا اللہ, we are your servants. Oh my beloved Allah, we are your servants. Oh my Allah, our life in your hands, our sight, our hearing, our speech in your hands, our heart and mind in your hands. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have seized our sight the moment we saw haram, you could have made us dumb the moment we spoke haram, you could have made us deaf the moment we listen to haram, you could have made us paralyzed the moment we walk towards haram. But oh Allah, in spite of our disobedience, you have still caused us to make use of all these ni'mats. Ey mere Allah, give us the tawfiq to use it in accordance with your pleasure. Ey Allah, teri raza ke khatir istemal ki tawfiq ata farma. You have blessed us with all these ni'mats as an amanat in our hands. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to make use of these ni'mats as you will and as you are pleased with. Ey mere Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'een, the Tabi'een, the Tabi'een, the Mashayikh and the Awliya-e-Kiram. They used to make ibadat and still tear. They used to make ibadat and still cry. Oh Allah, they used to think that their ibadat was not worthy of presentation before you. Oh Allah, we go out in search of sins and we still brag. We go out in search of sins and we still smile. Oh Allah, we commit haram and we advertise our sins. We commit haram and we propagate our sins. Ya Allah, in fact, we advertise and we invite others also towards the same sins. Allah, how distanced we are from you. you. Lekin mere pyare khuda, what did we get in all this disobedience except restlessness, anxieties and worries? Ehi mere Allah, ab to raham farma le, hame ehsas ata farma de. Give us the realization that sins will bring nothing but unhappiness. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with joy and with happiness. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with contentment and satisfaction. Fill our hearts with itaat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with zuhud and with taqwa. Fill our hearts with sabr and with shukr. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with qanaat and istighna. Ey Allah, fill our hearts with qanaat and with istighna. Ey mere Allah, fill our hearts with contentment and with satisfaction. Save us from jealousy, from malice, from greed, from pride, from anger in the wrong places. Oh Allah, save us from all kinds of haram. Ey mere Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts and put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh Allah, create a barrier between us and sins, that even if we want to go towards sins, we are unable to do anything that is haram. Ya Allah, create a barrier between us and sins, like there is the distance between the east and the west. Ey mere Allah, tu hame itaat ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, hum sab ko sehat ata farma. We are sick and ailing, oh my Allah. But we are sick and ailing, oh my Allah. Give us complete cure from all our ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Oh my Allah, we know that sometimes it is a rahmat, but we are so weak that we cannot tolerate this rahmat. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of sickness into the rahmat of good health. Change the rahmat of poverty into the rahmat of wealth. Change the rahmat of weakness into the rahmat of strength. And oh Allah, if it is because of our sins that your azab is coming, then oh Allah, forgive us and protect us from your azab. Ya Allah, protect us from your azab. Oh Allah, we are reading daily and listening daily, every day, of the incidents taking place throughout the world. Ya Allah, floods are causing havoc in so many places. Ya Allah, there's so much of destruction by gale force winds, destruction by earthquakes and tremors, destruction by fires that are raging. Ey mere pyare khuda, humne itne guna kiye, itne guna kiye. We have committed so much of sins that we know that we deserve to be destroyed. We know that we deserve that the earth opens and swallows each and every one of us. We know that we deserve that we be destroyed by gale force wind or by flood waters. But oh my beloved Allah, we also know that you don't like punishment. We also know that you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of sinners. We also know that you are Rahmat, O Allah. We also know that you are Rahim and you are Kareem. You are Sattar and you are Ghaffar. Oh, by Allah, we have learned from our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Oh Allah, we know that you love forgiveness of sins. Therefore, we are seeking from you forgiveness. Ya Allah, if you give us azab, the only one that will become happy and pleased will be shaitan. But if you forgive us, oh Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Oh Allah, we will become happy and you will become pleased that your sifat of rahmat was shown. Hey, mere Allah, hum sab ko apna bana le. Allah, cure us of all our ailments and diseases and sicknesses. Our brothers and sisters, parents, children, family members, the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever is suffering any kind of hardship, difficulty, problems. Oh Allah, you are well aware of each and every person's difficulty, his hardship, his problem, his concerns. And oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of the different types of sicknesses and diseases that people are suffering in the ummah. Ya Allah, cure each and every one. Oh Allah, remove the difficulties and hardships of everyone. Ya Allah, give us spiritual cure and physical cure. Ya Allah, give us spiritual and physical cure. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and get them out of their financial difficulties and problems. Oh Allah, we have caused much of the problems ourselves. We know that we have purchased and bought problems for ourselves. Ya Allah, save us from borrowing on interest from the banks and save us from giving interest, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from taking and giving. We know that these are things that bring your curse and your lanat. Ey mere Allah, why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage of halal in your treasures? Your treasures are unlimited, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, Ameen. Of brothers and sisters, Ameen. Of wives and husbands, Ameen. Of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere Allah, quarrels, disputes and arguments have torn the whole ummah into pieces. Hey, where Allah, it has fragmented the entire ummah. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his teeth were shattered in Uhud. His shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood in Taif. Oh Allah, when he went into sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back. Oh my Allah, he stood so much in prayer that his feet swelled. He shed so much of his tears and his blood for the ummah. Ya Allah, we as his ummatis are showing no appreciation of those sacrifices. Ya Allah, he left us as one united ummah and we have destroyed that unity with our actions. The enemies of Islam only came in to finish up the balance, oh my Allah. Ehi mere pyare Allah, ab to raham farmale. Kab tak hum guna ki zindagi guzarenge? How long are we going to continue a life of hypocrisy and munafiqat on this earth? Ey Allah, how long are we going to lead a life of your disobedience and disobedience to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For the angel of death is going to come. He is going to extract the soul from our bodies. Whether we are rich or poor, whether we are black or white, oh my beloved Allah, whether we own any property or we don't, he is going to extract the soul from our bodies. Our watches will be removed from our wrists. Our rings will be removed from our fingers. Our clothes, oh Allah, if they are tightly clung to our body, they will be stripped with the scissors. Hey, mere Allah, the only thing that we will leave this world with would be a kafan. Hey Allah, our tongues would be silenced. Our eyes would be shut. Our ears would hear no more. Hey Allah, us waqt phir hum kahan jayenge? Ey Allah, maut se pehle hume sachi tawbah ki taufeeq ata farma. Allah, before the angel of death visits us, give us the taufeeq of sincere tawbah, oh my Allah. Accidental sins, give us the taufeeq of sincere tawbah again. Ya Allah, maut ke aane se pehle, اے اللہ ہمیں غسل توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. غسل میت سے پہلے غسل توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. And before the garment of coffin is given to us, oh Allah, put the garment of taqwa over our hearts. اے اللہ ہم سب کو صحت دے, عافیت دے, سلامتی دے, عزت دے, راحت دے. اے اللہ, protect our ایمان, protect our lives, protect our properties, protect our wives and children, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, jin ke bhai, behen, maabaab is dunya se intiqal kar gaye aur wo apni qabron ke andar pahunch gaye, ey Allah, unki qabron ko noor se bhar de, jannatul firdaus ke andar ala maqamat ata farma, and give sabre jameel and ajre azim to their kith and kin, to their wives and children, that they may have life behind. اے میرے پیارے خدا, تو سب کو صبر جبیر اور اجر عظیم دے. اے اللہ, جب ہمارا موت کا وقت آئے, when our time of death comes, oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death visit us in some cinema or theater. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some porn and filthy magazine or movie. Hey, mere Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike. Whole families have been wiped out, oh Allah, in accidents. Hey, mere pyare khuda, lekin hamari ghaflat ki neend nahi jati. Ya Allah, give us the realization that we do not know when the angel of death will strike and where he will strike. Oh Allah, let him visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Let him visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ey mere Allah, tu hum se razi ho ja. Ey Allah, hum tujhse tujhi ko talab kar rahe hai. If you are ours, the kingdoms will be ours. Oh Allah, the hearts of people will be ours. Oh Allah, everything will be ours. And if you are not ours, then nobody will be ours. Nothing will be ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Hey Allah, we want to become yours. We want you to become ours. We know nafs and shaitan do not want us to get a taste and an enjoyment of your closeness and the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us towards hellfire. But oh my Allah, what is nafs and shaitan in front of your power? Ya Allah, with your power of jazz, make us yours. Oh Allah, become our wali and friends. Hey, mere pyare khuda, become our friend and our wali. Hey, mere pyare khuda, make us yours and become ours. Hey Allah, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جتنی دعائیں خیر امت کے لیے مانگی وہ تمام خیر ہمیں عطا فرما. Bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief and the corruption and the fitnas that he asked for protection, oh my Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Protect each and every one of us from that fitna. Ey mere pyare khuda, when our time of death comes, show us some tajalli of yours. Ey Allah, koi aisi tajalli teri dikhla de ki hum jhoomte hue tere paas aa jaye. Show us some tajalli that we come dancing towards you, that our soul comes dancing towards you. Ya Allah, we look forward to your liqa and your mulaqat. Ey Allah, do not let our hearts be attached at that time with this dunya and all the filth of this dunya. Ey mere Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh my beloved Allah, there are many, many people who have asked us to make dua for their young daughters, that they are seeking good proposals for them. Oh Allah, those who are not getting good proposals, send for them good proposals. Those young brothers who are in search of good marriage partners, oh Allah, give them good marriage partners who will strengthen their deen and who will be a protection for them against sin. Ey mere pyare khuda, to un sab ki muradon ko pura farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi.